Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, effective, easily actionable, and proven heart-centered marketing strategies. And now your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike and Dr. Tony Rose.
G'day, gang. Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice show with your hosts, Dr. Angus Pike, and my guest here today. Oh, that's right. You're the other host.
Hilarity.
Dad jokes abroad. Hey, gang. Hello, my good friend, Dr. Tony Rose, coming at us from the other side of Australia. How are you, buddy?
I'm great, dude. Great. All good up here in New South Wales, the country town of Young. The people are great. The countryside's great. Great little practice. I was a little shout out to Dr. Tom Lockett, who runs this practice normally. A lot of fun in here, Tom. Great work.
Well done, Tom. Good for you. But you're ready to come home, you were telling me before.
Yeah, ready to come home. Missing the kids. You know, it's probably as long as I've been without them, a couple of weeks. So it'll be great to get home and sleep in my own bed and hang out with the kids.
Yeah, lovely, lovely. Well, Tom, let's give our wonderful audience, what are we talking about today, buddy?
Well, let's have a chat about the different types of videos that we need to be putting out as far as our content goes. A lot of people get a bit confused about what type of videos should we get. So let's break it down into those just really two types of videos and give people an idea of what they should be putting out and give them some tips and tools to get them out efficiently and effectively.
Mm. So before we get into that, it's probably worth thinking about, like, take a look at the bigger picture. Like, why are we making videos in the first place? And the reason that we're making videos is to build relationships. And we want to build relationships in a way that we boost how many people know, like, and trust us. And from a professional point of view, the more people that know, like, and trust you, the more people you will have coming into your practice, raising their hand saying, Dr. Tony, I want and need your help. So when you have a predictable process that builds knowing, liking, and trusting, that's the foundation. I've been a bit obsessed recently in reading lots about this Pareto's principle or this law of 80-20. You know, what are the 20% of things that are going to give us 80% of the results in our practice? And making videos is one of those things that we can do. A little side story in terms of where videos go. So at the practice that I'm in at the moment here at Life Chiropractic, and my beautiful partner, Lauren, my fiance, soon to be my wife, we have another practice down at Lara. And Lauren put together a video last week that we pre-recorded, and I edited it all in, all about concussion. And the concept of what we were going with and what we're talking about is that when, particularly with regards to kids and concussion, is that when you get a whack in the head, then often what happens that too, not only do you get a whack to the head, but you get a whack to the neck as well. And the research is indicating that some of the symptoms that go along with concussion may be from the actual whiplash to the neck. So Dan Murphy is a great one that talks about this. In fact, side note, if you're here in Australia and you want to come and hear Dan Murphy talk about this kind of stuff, do you know what the dates are, buddy, for us to be doing that?
Yeah, August 31, September 1, 2018, Melbourne, Citadines on Burke, be there, going to be awesome.
Yeah, so side note, so we make this video up, cut a chunk of it up, put it out there, and this starts to build relationships. Now, we all know the very best kind of patients for us to be getting are referrals. The digital version of the referral is the share, and no more than this video being up, it wasn't up for kind of 5 minutes before this video starts being shared. This is a group of people who are saying to about Lauren and her practice, we know, like, and trust her. You should watch her videos as well. So there's people in her communities that are sharing this information out. So that's why we need to be making videos, first of all, because nothing will build that knowing, that liking, that trust more effectively than video, because it uses so many of the senses. But there are two really broad groups of videos that we want to be making. And when we make both of these groups of video, it's not just additive. It's actually a multiplication effect that it starts to have from there as well. And typically when Tony and I are coaching with people, they get stuck in making just one kind of videos too. So, Tony, do you want to give us an overview? What are the two kinds of videos? And then why don't you start to introduce one of them, and we'll talk our way through examples and how people can do that and how long they should be and all those kind of things.
Yeah, so the two types of videos that you need to be making for your practice are, number one, videos about them. And when I say them, it's videos about your target audience. And then the second type is videos about you, or you as a chiropractor, as a naturopath, as a practitioner, and as a person. So two very, very different types of videos that we need to be making. So, you know, we don't want a Facebook feed or a blog full of stuff about you. It's got to be mostly about them. And I guess if we look at how that's broken down, you know, really nicely put there with the Pareto principle 80-20, we like to think of the same numbers when it comes to videos as well, that 80% of our videos really need to be about our people. What's going to help them in their life and take them on that next step of the journey, from going from, you know, unhappy to happy. And then the 20% are about us. So let's, why don't we have a chat about, let's do the big chunk first and have a chat about the 80% of the videos that you're going to be putting out about your people and how we should go about that.
So gang, so think of it like this. If you've been listening to Tony and I for any length of time, at some stage you've heard us share one of our favorite quotes. And that is from Zig Ziglar. And Zig Ziglar says this, is that you can get everything that you want in life if you just help enough other people get what they want. So one of the foundational principles of business is understanding this, is identifying a problem and providing a solution. So that's why we want to find a target audience, find a group of people that have a problem and offer a solution. So what is it that you can do? What kind of information can you share in a video that makes people's lives better? So let's continue on perhaps with that example that I talked about with Lauren's video, where she's talking all about concussion. So inside this video here, she's helped parents identify what concussion might look like. She's given a simple little three-step strategy. What if your child gets a knock on the head, whether it be in the playground, or particularly her focus was whether they're on the sporting arena, what should you be doing? And she said, first of all, what should be happening is you should be getting them off the field as quickly as possible. Second, they need to have a proper assessment. She gave them an example of what's often referred to as, I think it's a SCAT 3. Again, I'm no expert on concussion. Lauren is brilliant with this kind of stuff. And then third, she talked about having their neck checked as well. So these really great three-tip process that she went through. She then talked about and shared some nutritional tips that would be helpful for when your child gets home. In fact, nutritional and lifestyle tips. So she went into rest, what that looked like, no screen time, what nutritional changes that you should make to their diet, increasing fats, magnesium, these kind of things there too. So this video here, you can bet that if you're a parent and a parent of a child that was playing sports, particularly sports that might be contact-based, it's full of information that Tony talked about beforehand that makes their life better. It's full of information that very subtly, without Lauren having to say, I'm an expert, because she's giving away such valuable information from there, it helps to position her as an expert. So particularly her target audience, what she's wanting to deal with is young families. This is a concern or an issue for young families, the young kids who are at school as well, and something that she's particularly noticed in her practice as well. So in essence, the focus of your videos that are all about them is about providing helpful content within your lane. I mean, in the same way, Lauren could also teach them about, you know, gardening tips as well. That might be helpful for young families, but it's not within her zone. You know, she's not a landscape gardener. That's not where her business is. So of course, when we talk about providing content that's in your lane, you know, it needs to be funneling towards positioning you as an expert in the field that you want to be identified as well. Now, if you want to dive a bit deeper into coming up with content ideas from here, then in last week's show, we really dived through a whole bunch of different formats in terms of, I think there was four steps that we talked through in there in terms of how you would come up with content ideas, from a concussion video to a video about lunchbox tips to, you know, how kids should warm up before their sporting activity, whatever it is, the zone that you're in. So if you're wanting more content ideas, then go back to last week's video. But today we're really talking about those two big umbrellas that we need to be kind of feeding into as well. So how-to videos are a really brilliant source of videos that are about them. So Tony, what would you add to that?
I just think it's a beautiful example of that. You know, we talk about the triangle of trust, you know, and that highest level is actually helping people. Mm. You know, that's a great example of that. Lauren actually helping these parents make better decisions for their children. She's not sitting here sort of saying that she can help you or having someone else say that she can help you. She's actually helping them. And that is it goes a massive way to being known, like, and trusted. And therefore, people are going to share the information. They're going to be more likely to want to come and see you as a practitioner. Just a great example of really building some trust through those videos.
So it's a subtle difference because, you know, the thing is sometimes where we get this a little wrong, like a how-to video that you think you're heading down that path. If Lauren had have just shot a video that said, "Hey, Dr. Lauren here from Vital Health Chiropractic. Today's video, we're talking all about concussion. I'm seeing more and more kids coming to the practice with concussion and realize that when they get a knock to the head, it also affects their neck here. And we really need to work on their neck to get them adjusted as well, or they'll end up with X, Y, and Z. And just want to let you know, if your child has had these kind of problems beforehand, then don't hesitate to give the office a call on 5282-3030. Now, something like that, whilst that could be a valuable video, and if you did that, it would work to an extent, but it doesn't build trust because this idea of, going first, you know, Tony introduced and re-remind us again of that triangle of trust. That video is about what Lauren can do, and it's all about Lauren and coming in to see Lauren. In Lauren's other video, what she's doing is she's just, you know, emptying her mind of all the great things that will help people. She's going first. She's building trust and authority. She's coming from this idea of foundation of, if I just help enough other people get what they want, I'll get everything that I want. And the interesting thing is, she then has bunches of her patients all jumping on there, all saying, "Hey, my child went to see Lauren and Tommy's feeling better than ever. And remember when you helped little April," and all of these kind of things. And she's building up this wealth of what's, social
proof
is the word I'm trying to think of. Building up this idea of social proof. So down the track, after this video has been on there for a week, what we'll actually do is we will boost this video, which means we'll amplify its reach. This video will be going out to a community again and again and again, and there'll be this social proof. There'll be people sharing the video, which is exactly what Facebook wants us doing as well. So that subtle difference. So when you're thinking about the videos that you can make for your audience, it's not, trust me, when you provide great content, they will assume that I should come in and see you. And whilst, yes, you need to have a call to action, the call to action could be, "Hey, comment down below, ask me questions, I'll get on the phone with you, can we jump on Skype?" You know, you need to be reaching out to help people, not making each and every one of your call to actions all be about, "Hey, give the office a call and come in for an appointment." You know, people will see through that when we're doing that kind of stuff there too. So a subtle difference in those type of videos that are about them, that you need to be providing helpful content, things they can take action on without them having to come in and see you. So any more thoughts, Tone?
No, I think that covers it really well. But that should be the 80% of what you're doing.
Yeah, so 80% of that. Now, the other 20% of videos that we want to be making are videos that are really about you. These are videos where I get to see your personality. And you can certainly mix them together because the great thing is that even when you're doing a video, even when Lauren's shooting that other how-to video that's about them, you get to see Lauren. And Lauren does a really great job of just... She does a great job of being Lauren, which is, I know that sounds funny for me to say that, but she's not trying to be anybody else. You get to see her authenticity. So we do get to find out about her. But the other kind of things that Lauren can be sharing, and whether they're in video or other posts that we need to be doing on social media, is I want to know about you. Like, what do you do on your weekends? You know, where do you spend your time? Do you have struggles? Do you have challenges? Tony and I often talk about this front of house and back of house. And often, not just as health practitioners, but as human beings, we want to portray this front of house where things are perfect. The garden is neat and manicured. The house is painted beautifully. But when you come into the backyard, it's an absolute rabble. It's unmowed. There's weeds growing everywhere. Now, if there's that much variance going on between front and back of house, then clean things up. But there often is a difference. You know, we want to know, you know, what are Tony's challenges there as well? You know, he gave us a little bit of a start at the start of this video that says, "Hey, man, I'm missing my kids. It's the longest I've been away from my kids. I don't want to pretend to you that everything has been okay. To be honest, I'm feeling a bit sad and I'm looking forward to going back and see them." This is what we, you know, if you hang around with Tony long enough, and not all that long, you realize how much he values his time with his children. He's a great dad. That's a focus of his. So we want to make videos that are about you, and they can be shorter videos and they can be more impromptu. So, Tom, what are some examples of videos about you that we could share, or content about that, you know, might get people get to see us a bit more?
It reminds me of, you know, a couple of the videos that got most shared and most views when I was at Life Chiropractic. It was a couple of behind the scenes videos that we put out there, which were about us. One was, I remember I lost a bet with Kirby, and the consequence was that I had to wash Kirby's car. So I videotaped it, put it in fast forward, and did a couple little edits on it, and it went out. And people loved it. It was great. It was fun. It was jovial. It was light and entertaining, and a little taste of what we do behind the scenes as docs. And then the other one was a blooper reel that we did of Kirby swearing and carrying on in between takes to do the videos. That went down well. But what I like to do, you know, things like, you know, how do you take care of yourself? How do you exercise? What exercise do you like doing? What challenges do you have when you are exercising? Do you have favorite meals that you cook the kids? Do you have, you know, tips and tools that you run, how you run your family that can help? You know, little insights. And you can do some videoing of it in your kitchen or in your car or in your backyard, showing people the real authentic Tony is going to attract people in that are attracted to the authentic Tony. So, you know, don't be afraid to show some stuff and share some stuff, but it's got to be real, it's got to be relevant, and it's got to be authentic.
Yeah. So you can see if the videos that we were releasing all the time were just photographs of me out for breakfast, me eating my eggs, me going for a walk with a dog, and here I am out for dinner now. Here's some exercises of me, which I see lots of docs doing now. You know, here's some photos or a video for me at the gym doing CrossFit. They're great because I get to know about you, and it will build a sense of I like you, and it will build a sense possibly of I trust you. But the one question that it doesn't answer is, can you help me? So if our videos are all about us, if we're looking at our Facebook, our Instagram pages, and I'm scrolling through these beautiful pictures that are great quotes and all those kind of things, but there's no content there that says that you can help me, that'll be why people aren't engaging with your practice. They'll love you. They'll go, that Tony's a great guy, and look how funny he's washing the car, and look at Kirby doing those crazy kind of videos there, and the bleeps, and that's hilarious, and they've got some great quotes down there at Life Chiropractic, but it's not going to encourage me to come in and see it, because I don't want to go and see a chiropractor just because Tony's a great guy and Kirby's kind of makes funny videos. The bottom line is, the reason I'm going to want to begin going in the first place is because I think that they can help me. So I need all of those ingredients, and all of those ingredients need to come in together. So some of your videos you certainly can make are all about you. So you could share them. Hey, I'm on the way to CrossFit this morning, working out. Here's the workout that we've got for the day here, and I'm nervous about that one. Or here I am walking the dog, it's cold. And you know, what? Particularly any video that you share that shows a few of your frailties is a really massive way to, you know, share this. One of the girls who I really love watching as and a podcast I love is a woman by the name of Amy Porterfield. And Amy is a really great online marketer. If you're looking for people to kind of train you more about online and webinars and all those kind of things there in an online business, then Amy Porterfield would be a great person for you to look at. Now, Amy did a podcast recently where she spent the whole podcast talking about her challenges and her struggles with her weight and why that has stopped her from making videos. And it's been her most downloaded and commented upon and liked podcast of all of them. So it's a marketing podcast that she does. But yet here she spent an hour almost talking about her weight. She didn't want to do it at all. She was nervous about it. But she knows that lots of the reasons that stop her audience from taking actions is their fears around something. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. I don't look good on camera. So on and so forth. So she shared her frailty, and it has moved things on leaps and bounds. It's had people lift another level of trust inside of Amy as well. So don't hesitate to share stuff about you that might make you be a little bit vulnerable. If it's, again, and Tony said a great word beforehand, if it's truly authentic, then that vulnerability will actually help to really build relationship as well. I was super interested to hear Amy talk about that recently and the results that she's got from sharing that as well. Mm. So, yeah. Well, What else, too?
Absolutely. Yeah, look, I think it's it can be sometimes tricky, and we've all faced fears when we're, you know, we sometimes, I'm certainly guilty of this. I've got a great idea in my head. I think, gee, that would be a great way to do a video. That'd be a great way to share a message. And sometimes I just chicken out. There's no doubt about that. It's not about being perfect. It's not about, you know, always doing them well or even always doing them. But just, you know, if we can come up with some ideas and some concrete ideas, start with the ones that are just easy. You know, start with the ones, well, certainly for me, it was easy to do a, you know, show a recipe or show that I'm, when I'm doing something, get used to that. Then I can then do one on sharing my thoughts or my issues or my problems or my concerns from there. So just, you know, start with something that you feel more comfortable with and just work your way through it.
Yeah.
It's great.
This, as health practitioners, we have an incredible, what I refer to often as a health IQ. And so there are lots of tips and strategies and way that we go about from what we have for breakfast or don't have for breakfast with the way that we manage our energy, our sleep patterns that we take for granted that could be absolutely life-changing for your audience as well. So when you share these little tips and strategies, one of the things that Lauren and I are going to do next week is we're going to make a video. Lauren makes these really terrific little beautiful chocolate protein bars, balls, that are full
they
of
are
just
delicious.
Yeah, Tony will tell you that they are. And she's really nailed the recipe. And we'll make a funny video about us making those next week. And she'll share that with her audience as well. So it's a bit of a mix of that how-to. She's helping her audience come up with healthy recipes for their kids. But we'll do it in a way that shows a lot of personality and we have a little bit of fun with. So you'll get to see Lauren in a home environment so she can share those kind of things as well. And I want to touch and remind you, one thing that I'm super passionate about and realize that for so many of you, the concept of videos, there's very few people that will debate with Tony and I that making videos is not a great idea. Like they understand it's a great idea. It will help me reach those goals. But the reason they don't do it is this idea inside their head that I'm not good enough. You know, I don't have the skill, either the knowledge in around the topic or the skill to be able to pull it off. So what I want you to do is if that story is going on inside of your head, I want you to define and I want you to get really clear on when good enough is, because what you're actually doing here is you're just procrastinating with a fear. What it actually is that you're scared and you're hiding that scared under I'm not good enough there as well. Now, if you're not good enough, you say, okay, therefore I need to learn this and get the books and read the books, do the training, have the practice. But if you've graduated, whether you've gone through 5+ years to become a chiropractor, Chinese med practitioner, naturopath, you've got the information there too. There's an audience for all of us. And I want to remind you that it's costing you and your business to let your fear be bigger than your ability to reach out to your community. And remember, if you help enough other people get what they want, you'll get everything that you want as well. So two sorts of videos, videos about you, videos mostly about them. So final words, T?
Well, final words, definitely. That is one of the most common things that I hear on coaching calls is that exact fact there, that fear of not being enough. But you've got so much wisdom and knowledge in your head, and there are people literally dying because they haven't got that information. So, you know, there's a point where you've just got to get over yourself and get your videos done and get them out there because your community needs you and your patients need you. So start doing it, get out there, have some fun with it as well, and produce those two types of videos.
Great, gang. Until next week, when Tony and I will be back in the studio here.
Are we back?
In person, sitting next to each other. Have a great week, gang. Thanks, as always. Tone, safe trip home for you in a couple of days' time, and look forward to seeing you in person. Love you lots, gang. Keep saving lives. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to the Marketing Your Practice podcast, where we help natural health practitioners and wellness experts build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. For more information, please visit www.addiomedia.com.